commute tomorrow. Remaining windy through the day tomorrow, but drying out by the early afternoon, high 59. Tuesday turning colder, rain or a snow shower. Reminder that it is December, honestly, high 41. Looking better for Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high 45. Currently it's 50 degrees in Central Park. We have cloudy skies. Repeating, the current temperature is 50, heading up to 55 this afternoon in Midtown. Meteorologist Matt Benz on New York's Weather Station, 1010 winds on 92.3 FM.
And news time, 12:33. And speaking of such, we have somebody who knows a lot about the questions we're going to ask when it comes to tonight's weather and tomorrow's weather. Hello, Mayor Adams.
How are you? Good to speak with you. And if you're going to do your Christmas shopping, now's the time to do it before this coastal storm arrives.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a doozy. What exactly are we expecting? Of course, we just heard Matt Benz give us an overview, but in terms of the five boroughs, especially those more flood-prone areas, what are we looking at?
Heavy rain, high winds, and, you know, as you indicated, the coastal areas, particularly the Jamaica Bay area, we could anticipate some coastal flooding in the city. It's going to intensify tonight and into tomorrow morning. So that's why we put out a travel advisory. And we're really telling New Yorkers, use public transportation. That's the best way to get around.
And, of course, you know, let's keep it there. A word for drivers, some common sense advice maybe, especially since we do know certain roadways like the Belt Parkway are notorious for flooding. What do you have to say?
And that's exactly right. You know, long-term New Yorkers, we know as soon as we hear about a storm, we know the trouble spots. We know what happens on the Belt Parkway. We know the roads in our own community. And so those normal areas, when you have heavy rainfall, we should be looking out for and staying away from. But again, there are things we can do also as everyday New Yorkers, like clearing those cash basins, making sure that they are clear so that our teams can do the job that they're doing. We're already up. Our team is already out there making sure we can have the proper coordination. We have pre-stage rescue and operations in areas like those who are likely to be the hardest hit.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned public transportation. Now, we know the MTA, some stations also can flood. It can get pretty gross down there when you add in rain into the mix. So how are they getting ready for the storm?
You know, yes, they are. And all the agencies across the city have activated their flood operation plans. And we're really ready for whatever this storm can throw at us. But let's keep in mind, this is Mother Nature. She's in charge. And no matter what we do, we know we already had our grounds are saturated already from the previous rainfall. And so we just have to be prepared and weather through this.
Mm-hmm. And is there a plan for the city's unhoused population in this storm and as we move into colder weather?
Yes, it is. Particularly when we talk about high wind gusts, we are keeping an eye on Floyd Bennett Field, where we have tents up, as well as out in Creedmoor facility. We have tents, and we have tents over on Randall's Island. So all of those locations, we're keeping a close eye on of the New Yorkers who are homeless and domiciled. We have traditional shelters, and we don't believe they're going to be impacted at all, but we're ready if any case we have to respond to those locations.
Now, of course, I think I know the answer to this quiz question, but we have to ask about schools. The city schools will remain open, correct?
Yes. At this time, there are no plans to close the schools. We believe that the morning commute is going to be a difficult one, but once the children are inside the school building, we'll operate fine. And you know, we say over and over again, the safest place for our children, we believe, are the school buildings.
And now there's always, you know, some sort of construction going on. It's New York City. That's never going to end. But have those sites been secured ahead of the storm as well?
Yes, notifications went out, particularly in areas where you have cranes and you have the plywood that can normally traditionally fly off. So all of these sites have been notified. Department of Buildings and NYSEM, they do immediate notifications. And we also call on New Yorkers to sign up for Notify NYC. That's one of the best ways to stay abreast of what these weather changing and patterns are taking place.
And, you know, obviously these kinds of weather events here in New York City are becoming more and more frequent. I'm a born and raised Brooklynite, you know, and the city wasn't quite known for flooding, right? Then Sandy changed that a little more than a decade ago. How do we navigate this going forward?
So true. And there's a combination of short-term, mid-term, and long-term plan. Long-term is real environmental decisions that we're continuing to make and build out everything from our coastal walls that you're seeing and how do we keep the waters out, but also how do we retrofit our sewer systems and in any new sewer systems, how we build them to handle the rainfall that we are receiving. Because the traditional rainfall, as you indicated, we never had to consume and hold and move out this level of rain. Right. But there's everything we can do as everyday New Yorkers, as I stated. You clear those catch bases, it's amazing how the water would drain better. And what we can do every day as everyday New Yorkers to improve our environment, like recycling, electric vehicles, and some of those other low-hanging fruits.
And, of course, you'll be out and about tomorrow surveying some potential damage, correct?
All the time. You know, during the storm, you know me, I like to be on the ground. You have to be on the ground to determine how to move things around appropriately, and that's what I will be.
And finally, Mayor Adams, how do you prepare? What personally are your storm must-haves?
Well, I was hit a few years back with a bad storm that impacted my home. And so I just take the necessary precaution, moving things off the backyard, tying things down, and making sure that nothing could be blown around to harm someone or damage property. Those little things go a long way, and that's what everyday New Yorkers can do. The city agencies are going to do their job, but everyday New Yorkers can participate as well. We don't have to be helpless. We can be helpful.
Okay. And is there like a snack, like popcorn? Like, what do you have to have?
Well, you know, this is a good time to get a Netflix or any other favorite movie channel. I like to watch reruns of Madam Secretary. That's one of my favorite shows.
Not Mayor Adams with Netflix and chill. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we hope that the damage is minimal. But, of course, we want to keep our New Yorkers informed, our fellow, you know, listeners and everybody who makes the city go round. Thank you so much, Mayor
well
Adams.
Well done. Take care.
All righty. Wendy News Time, 1240.
Hey, Scott, what brings you into the pharmacy?
I'm thinking about getting one of the updated COVID-19 vaccines.
Great. Do you know which type of vaccine you'd like?
There's more than one?
Yep, there are different types of vaccines available. You can learn more about them at WeDoVaccines.com.